Hello, Christina. This is Michael Criswell here today. God bless you in Jesus' name. Sister, just a quick reply. As I waited upon the Holy Spirit reading your word to me, your email, I just want you to know you're being tested. You're being tested and you're failing the test. And the answer to the test is to be willing to suffer. It is the taking up of a cross. It is the denial of the self. It is the Elijah when he calls Elisha to follow after him and comes up to him and puts his mantle on him. If you keep reading in that story, you see that he says, let me just go say bye to my family. And Elijah says to him, yes, what have I done to you? Indeed, go say bye. And he goes and he doesn't just say bye to his family. You know what he does? He burns all of the bridges. He has 12 yoke of oxen and all the carts. And the Bible says he killed all the oxen, threw a great feast, and he burned all of his farm equipment. And what I saw in that is he was burning the bridges to the past. And this is what you have to do. You have to burn that bridge so that there is no way to go back to it. Jesus Christ said, anyone who puts his hand to the plow and turn and looks back is not fit for service in the kingdom of God. You're being tested and you're failing it. You need to pass this test. Jesus Christ said, if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Your right foot, cut it off. This man is causing you to sin. He's saying, don't literally dig out your eye. Don't literally cut off your hand. He's saying, deal with sin drastically. Do whatever it takes to get this out. And in order for you to do that, you have to be willing to suffer. It doesn't matter what sin it is that Satan has continually got you on a string and he can pull you at any time he wants, yanking your chain. The answer is always willingness to suffer. If you're Jesus Christ and you're 40 days into the wilderness with Satan hounding you and you're starving and he says to you, hey, if you really are the Son of Man, why not turn that bread, that stone into bread? And Jesus says, it is written. And he quotes back to scripture. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. But what we don't see in that is how Jesus has to suffer. And it says angels had to come and comfort him. Make God have to send his angels to comfort you. If God will send his angels to comfort Jesus because Jesus was willing to suffer and obey, God will send his angels to comfort you. And I don't mean a literal angel unless he absolutely needs to, but he can send you the angel of grace. And you already have the great angel, the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, if you're born again, living in you, but he's testing you and you're repeatedly failing. Satan comes back at an opportune time, just as it says when Jesus said, it is written, serve the Lord your God alone. When Satan asks for the worship of Jesus Christ, he says, I'll give you all this, all the kingdoms. Just worship me. Jesus had to suffer to say no, and then the devil flees from him. But look what it says, only to come back again at an opportune time. And that's what he's doing. He keeps coming back to you. He has you in a stronghold. He has you in bondage. And the only way to get out of that bondage to Satan is to be willing to gouge out the eye, cut off the hand, or cut off the foot. You have to be willing to suffer. You're going to have to hurt. That's the only way out. I just want you to know that you are going to be able to get out only by suffering. There's no other way out. You're the one that put yourself in that situation. It's like what John the Baptist said. He said, make straight paths for the Lord to travel. And they start saying, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? And he says, those of you who have two tunics, give away one. Those of you who are collecting taxes, don't collect any more that's owed. And he starts telling people to do things that essentially would be painful to them. Stop doing this. That's the answer. You're being tested, and each one is a test, and God's looking to see, are you there yet? Are you willing? Are you still going to cling to a man? And you said your problem is a man. Oh, dear sister, every woman's problem is a man. Isn't that the truth? It's the Genesis 3:16 that, you know, my second spouse who went apostate used to talk about and knew the truth on Genesis 3:16. About the woman's desire for her husband, and he will rule over her. You need to get free by going to the man, Jesus Christ, but you're going to have to be willing to suffer. There's no way out. He's not going to deliver you without you suffering. He did not deliver Jesus Christ without suffering, and he's not going to deliver you. But he will give you the grace, and the suffering will not be the end. You will get through it. Okay? God bless you in Jesus' name. Pass the test. Cut out the eye. Cut off the harm. Don't touch. Block on that guy's phone number. Don't think about him. Get rid of any contact you have in him. Tell him you never ever want to hear from him ever again. And mean it. Don't touch that anymore, or you will find yourself. God eventually will stop testing you. That's the part that should scare you. God will eventually say, okay, she's not willing. That to me is terrifying. Okay? God bless you in Jesus' name.